Catch a Glimpse of You. Written by Ellismore as well, and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Boyle slash Waxer, and is additionally tagged with mentions other clone characters, 5+1 things, 5 times, meet cute, first meetings, and blood and injury. Summary. 5 times Waxer and Boyle had a meet ugly, and 1 time they did not. One. He rounds the corner at a dead sprint, head tucked low and legs pumping. Almost there. Just one more level down and left to the... Something hits him like a missile, and there's a howl of angry protest as they go down in a tangle of limbs. Sorry, he declares. 3 sets of heavy boots are closing in fast. No time for niceties. Not if he wants to avoid the infirmary. One more quick, sorry, thrown over his shoulder as he pelts away. 3 reds arrive, and his victim accepts a hand to his feet, scowling. Asshole went that way. Two. The thing about sparring with an opponent of your exact height and build is that it's not about the physicality. It's a mind game. You have to figure out their style, and you better do it fast. Brutal and relentless? Quick feet? Quicker hands? Is he a grappler? A brute? It's not life and death here on the mats in Topoka, but it will be soon enough. The guy is bouncing on his toes, hands loose at his sides and avoiding eye contact. Probably a dancy one, then. Easy enough. The punch comes out of nowhere. Lays him out cold. Three. He wants to die. To die. Shoot him. Space him. Smother in his sleep. Whatever gets the job done. Hot skin, cold sweats, roiling guts, nausea, vomiting, and other emissions. If the Seps attack right now, the entire ship will be lost before a single VOD can hike up his blacks, all tracking back to a shipment of nutritional paste that no one realized was bad until the sanitation systems went code red. There's a groan in the next stall, and it's followed by an unspeakable watery sound. Pass the paper? I was going to ask you the same. Well, shit. Four. Trapper knows a guy who knows a guy who, oh, it doesn't actually matter. What matters is cake. Waxer's never had it before, but all signs point to absolute perfection in the form of sweet, spongy delicacy with fruit filling and something called buttercream frosting. The mere thought of it quickens his step, boots ringing on the decking. A treat like this won't last long. Wax! Trapper grins as he enters the bunk room. Meet Boyle. Boyle. The new guy, right. Infantry transfer. He misses the greeting. The cake plate is empty. And there are crumbs in that ridiculous mustache. Five.
Waxer!
Tag's tone is clipped and teetering close to panic. Not anything you ever want to hear from a medic, especially on the battlefield.
Help, now!
No need to ask twice.
Hands here,
Tag says, moving his own. Blood spurts.
Press hard.
Waxer does as he's told, leaning in and ignoring the warm squish in his gloves. It's the new guy, the one with the mustache Woolied referred to as one hell of a dick duster, and he's pretty carking pale. Tag begins digging in his pack.
Keep him talking. It'll help.
He can do that.
What's your name?
Boyle. Plus one. Waxer's hoping he might get the blurg to himself on the trek across the plains to the northern camp, but he's not surprised when a trooper appears at the animal's elbow. Oh well. Company's good, too. You riding with me? It's met with a scowl of distaste that squashes the new arrival's mustache into a squat sort of caterpillar, and Waxer can't help but smile. So grumpy. And adorable. He bends low to offer a hand up. This is a terrible idea. Putting something with a mind of its own between your legs? Shame you feel that way, Waxer winks. The end.